Audio description, pre-show notes. You and me and the land of the lost things. Welcome to the lands of the lost things, where items, objects, and sometimes people live if they've gotten lost over time. Things like socks, maps, books, guinea pigs, and of course lost treasure. When you and me crash their uncrashable car and end up stuck in the land of the lost things, they must find a way to escape, meeting new friends and fighting foes along the way. The venue. This performance of You and Me in the Land of the Lost Things takes place in the Playhouse, which is the smallest of the theatres within the Sydney Opera House. You enter through the western foyer, which is shared between the Playhouse, studio and drama theatre. The foyer has many glass windows and doors which look out to the western boardwalk and to the water's edge. The foyer has a bar slash cafe for drinks and snacks, a box office for ticketing questions and to pick up any tickets, and a cloakroom to put any coats or bags for the duration of the performance. There are toilets at either end of the foyer, including an accessible option at both locations. The theatre has a small, simple stage, with no added curtain or wing space. The stage and walls are painted black, with light tan-coloured timber panelling on the walls of the auditorium. The seats match the panelling and have brown cushions. Entry is by a staircase that opens in the middle of the theatre, halfway up the 17 rows of sloped seating. Row B is in the front row and row T is at the back. The set. The show has three main locations. The clubhouse. Light grey curtains are hung at the back, creating a back wall. A well-worn brown two-seater sofa sits in the middle with a well-loved multicoloured knitted blanket thrown over the back. On the left is a cast iron loft bed, so tall that there is more than enough room for an adult to stand underneath without it bumping their head. A large wooden wardrobe sits on the right. Covering the sides of the wardrobe are signs of different shapes and colours, typical of furniture left unattended in a kid's bedroom. The wardrobe can stay open, and it has different panels and doors depending on what is happening on stage. It can be an empty wardrobe, a lost foot emporium, or a pirate dungeon. The bed and the wardrobe stay in the same position for the duration of the whole show, and the sofa will move around depending on where we are. The land of the lost things. When we arrive in the land of the lost things, the grey curtains are pulled aside, revealing a dark, magical world full of stuff. Clutter, boxes, suitcases, a set of yellow lockers, lost things everywhere. Most drawers or boxes are labelled, but often things are spilling out and won't be in the right spot. The pirate ship. Towards the end of the show, a pirate ship emerges. The tangled white bed sheets on the loft bed is rolled down to the floor, covering it, revealing a back skull and crossbone symbol. A flat cutout painted to look like the front of a ship is attached to the right side of the bed. It's bold and painted to look cartoonish with ornate edging and a wooden railing around the top. The ship has round portholes and cannon trapdoors, an anchor and rope with a figurehead of a rabbit holding a lantern. The cast and characters. A cast of five actors will play the characters brought to life from the beloved Andy Griffith's world. Some of the cast will play multiple roles, and some will only play one. You. You is one half of the dynamic duo that leads the show. She is fierce, brave, and loves her guinea pig Pookie. You is played by Mim Kwa, a tall female with short cropped brown hair. She wears a sleeveless purple boiler suit undone at the top and a white singlet underneath, similar to an astronaut or an explorer. Red edging lines the suit with weathered grey patches on the knees, practical grey pockets on the chest with a patch with You on her left. A thick blue belt is tied around her waist with a trusty lasso and a silver torch hanging off. Me. Me is the other half of the dynamic duo. She's also just as brave and fierce as You. Me is played by Catherine Dominguez, an average height female with short dark hair pulled back into a loose ponytail with wispy edges that frame her face. She wears a similar jumpsuit but in blue and white. Me's suit is buttoned up to her neck but has the same practical pockets and a patch with Me embroidered on her left. Me has a handy utility belt with tools such as pliers, a hammer and screwdriver. She also has the weathered grey knee patches from all those adventures. The narrator. The narrator plays many characters during the show, also playing a shark, Plotty, and a pirate rabbit. Each character has a distinct voice and costume. The narrator is played by Anthony Craig, a tall man with sandy brown hair. He has a neatly trimmed moustache and a goatee beard. The narrator wears a dark khaki boiler suit with a black t-shirt underneath. As the shark, the narrator wears a grey baseball cap backwards with a curved shark fin on the top. As Plotty, he wears thin metal round glasses and a crazy book hat. Books of all shapes and sizes stuck on in all directions. The books are mostly open, curling at the edges. As the pirate rabbit, the narrator wears a long, red, stereotypical pirate's cloak. With gold piping, it has ornate gold buttons down the left with folded up cuffs and collar. He also wears a triangular black pirate hat with two brown, bushy rabbit ears poking up from the top. Bull. Bull is very shy and not a typical angry bull. He has a kind heart and just wants to find his lost friends. Bull is played by Matthew Lee, an average-sized man with an average build. He has short black facial hair neatly trimmed. Bull wears an all-black short-sleeve boiler suit with black socks and shoes. He wears a rounded black bike helmet with bull horns and ears stuck on. Johnny Knucklehead. Johnny Knucklehead is a charismatic man who might just weasel his way into this adventure, but will this be a good thing or not? Nicholas Start plays Johnny, a tall man of average build with a neatly trimmed light brown moustache. He wears a grey boiler suit left open at the top, with a white collared shirt and black tie underneath. He wears a large, oversized left hand closed into a fist on his head, his face peering out of the palm. Nicholas also plays the character of Cat, a stereotypical cunning and fast-thinking feline. He runs the Lost Foot Emporium, but will probably swindle you out of all your money. Cat has fluffy brown paws and ears, with a red jacket and white collared shirt, loosely opened to reveal more brown fur in his chest. End of pre-show notes.